Blog Talk Radio.
Messages that inspire, connecting you to your purpose, bringing clarity to your vision, giving insights that empower, igniting your life into your spiritual evolution. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio with your host, renowned spiritual life coach, medium, and healer, Angel.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. It is a beautiful day here in the Bay Area where I live, and I'm sitting here drinking a cup of tea, getting ready to sit down with you and have my regular last episode of the month where I allow people to call in and answer and ask questions. And my switchboard is lit. I've got already a line of callers waiting, so I'm going to start off with our message today and then get started. So before we do anything, as always, as we get started, we're going to sit and just relax, just get some grounding, so we get some focus today. I always ask that if you are in a situation where you're driving or you're in a place where it is unsafe or inappropriate for you to stop and kind of ground and engage, as that you just continue to listen and come back to the program when you listen to the rebroadcast, when you're in a safer position and do the grounding exercise. But for the rest of us, just take a moment to just sit and relax, take a deep breath in, and just be for just a moment. And I ask that you surround yourself with a beautiful golden energy and connect yourself to the earth and connect yourself within and connect yourself to the divine so that you can receive and process whatever powerful message that is intended for you today, regardless of whether you are calling in or even if you do not make on-air question today, perhaps there is an answer that applies to you that you can resonate with. I want you to be willing to and able to receive and accept it. So breathe in and then release and breathe out. One more time, breathe in and release and breathe out. Excellent. So today I want to focus on where am I going, and the answers that I'm hoping to receive for people will help them gain clarity, help them gain focus. There are a lot of calls. I only have 30 minutes, so I'm going to ask that you have one question, and then we're going to probably just spend a couple of minutes on that question. Check me out on the internet, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. That is igniteandevolvecoaching.com. You'll find a link on the Blog Talk Radio homepage where you can go and contact me via email so that you can leave a message for me or we can connect or you can join my mailing list if you have more questions or if you need a little more time. Excellent. So I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. I'm fine. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
What can I do for you this morning?
Yes, I was wondering, how does Sam feel about me at this present moment? What is he thinking?
Repeat
about
that, because I'm having.
I wonder how does Sam feel about me.
So what is someone thinking about you?
How does he feel about me? Will there ever be a relationship with us?
What's the first name? Sam. Okay. That's
Sam.
Sam. Okay. Perfect. So when I engage with that, you're asking, what does Sam think about you? And I'm feeling a lot of passionate energy. I feel a lot of connection energy. I feel a lot of potential, but there's doesn't feel like the road is clear on his side. It feels like there's a little confusion. So I'm getting that there's the potential of a relationship, but there's lack of clarity on his side. Either there's other people engaged or he's just not sure if the opportunity is clear. So one of the things that you need to do if you are indeed interested in this relationship kind of opening up is you need to make it more clear and not walk up to him and say XYZ. What is it that you want out of this relationship? What is the opportunity for the relationship? And is this something that is right for you right now? Sit down and figure that out for yourself so that your energy is clear. and allow him to receive that on a spiritual level. That's what I'm getting. So it feels like there is an opportunity, but there's a lack of clarity on his side. And it's clarity that has to do with him unsure about whether or not this is the right a relationship situation, or if he's even ready for like an actual relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I have to just basically be the one to open up.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and be clear with yourself. Huh?
So, which I always do. I always express how much, and yeah, always.
Well, this is not about him, you talking to him so much. This is about you being certain for yourself that this is the right relationship for you, and that he is the right person for you, and that you're ready for this opportunity, because it feels like you're engaged at level one, and he's engaged at level something else. So you have to know that who he is who he is, and what he is what he is. So if this is what's right for you, if you feel like this is what you can do, then, you know, go ahead and make yourself available and set your feet on the ground for that. Because you're not going to change his energy. There's this weird, confusing energy around him. That's who he is, right? So is this what you want? And I don't want you to feel like you need to answer that. What I want you to do is step back and really think about this, because there's the warmth and the passion is strong, you know, and so it feels really just like visiting a really cool place. It's really cool, and they have a saying. You've probably heard it. It's a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. You know, it feels really, really good when you're there, and you spend a week there, you spend 2 weeks there, and you spend a month there, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, maybe moving here wasn't such a great idea. So you need to make sure this is where you want to live, so to speak. Does that make more sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so
thank you.
Focus on that a little bit. You're welcome, sweetie. Focus on that a little bit. Let me know how everything is going. And once you get yourself focused on what your needs are and what you want, and because I don't feel it's not dangerous. I don't feel like there's anything like that there. It's just, you know, a little confusion. Fair enough?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, and you're welcome, and God bless you. You have a fantastic
have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Too.
All righty. Awesome sauce. So we're going to go on to the next caller. And good morning. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
How's everything going?
Pretty good, actually. Things are going a lot better, actually, for me.
So how's everything? Because I believe, was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Or I think even longer than that. How's everything going right now?
I'm not sure. Okay.
Well, what can I focus on for you today?
Let's see. Maybe just where am I going might be your question of the day, or something that's on the top of your thing. I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, where am I going? Do you have a pinpoint that you need to focus on, an opportunity that you are concerned about, or an area which we could get some focus on? Where am I going is like a chapter. What do you want to focus on right now?
Just probably attaining some better health right now.
All right. Let's have a look at Nathaniel's health. So interesting, when I engage with you and when I ask that question, the first thing that I'm being told is that doesn't it feel better right now? What's the question you're being asked? As compared to where you were maybe a month, 2 months ago, is starting to feel better, yes?
Yeah, I've said that a few times already.
Yeah, so they're asking you to connect to that.
Yeah.
They're asking you to connect with the fact that it feels better. Don't look for something to focus on that's not good, because there's nothing not good right now. The steps are moving forward. The things that you've put into place, all the work that you've done, to put into place to make this, the changes come forward in your life that's happening, your health, the steps, you've already taken some steps to kind of move your health forward. You need to just focus on giving yourself nurturing time, more nurturing time now. Take care of yourself. Focus on nutrition and focus on, you know, the physical support and stay engaged with yourself. Listen to your body. Don't put anything off. It doesn't look like you've got anything really horrific that's going on right now. Just little maintenance things. I don't see anything that you need to be really, really deeply concerned about. What I see is you just need to take care of yourself. It's time to pull yourself up and start moving forward in a positive direction. And yes, the answer they're giving me is you're going to be fine. Yes, move forward, drink more water, and engage with more lemon. Put some lemon in your water so your body can start to cleanse. It feels like you need to cleanse some things out of your system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But things are moving forward very, very positively for you. You got another month of alignment, and you're going to start seeing really, really fast in the direction that you've been waiting for. But take care of yourself through this. Use this time to put your body back in focus. Okay.
Okay. It feels a lot. It does feel a lot better. I mean, you know. So that's a good feeling.
It is a really good, I can imagine it is a really good thing. It feels very good. It feels like you're at a launch point. You're like an astronaut sitting in the capsule, and they're doing the countdown, and you're clicking the buttons. You're getting ready to launch. But the thing is, you're looking around because things have not been awesome before. So you're looking around. It's like, okay. So what's the next thing that's going to happen? And you're being told, don't do that. Don't do that.
Looking for the glitches, I guess.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just enjoy it.
Listen to the countdown. Because when you're in this kind of a magical phase where you are making things happen, you can pull the wrong stuff to you by waiting for it to happen. So don't do that. Focus on where you're going. And don't think about where you were. And don't worry about what you think you see on the side of the road, because it's just the side of the road. Just keep looking forward. Enjoy the momentum. Enjoy the momentum and enjoy the ride, my friend.
Right.
But it feels like it's really good. Yeah, it's going to be a good ride. Mission Control is coming at you, so you're doing really, really well.
Well,
all
super,
right?
That's a good to know. Thank you so much.
That's
have a great weekend.
You know, you do have a fantastic weekend. Awesome,
oh, thank
awesome.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, moving on to the next caller. I'm going to say good morning and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome. Who am I talking to?
My name is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you this morning?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
What can I do for you today?
My question is I am living in New York. I'm from New York. I'm living in New York, but I'm looking to move down to North Carolina, Charlotte. And I've had a couple of interviews with a couple of different companies, and I'm kind of just waiting, you know, waiting on them to hear back so I can make my move. I'm just wondering if you saw it coming sooner than later.
That's a really good question. You're so anxious about it, and you're being asked to take a deep breath and relax. It is coming. Feels like you hear from both of them, but one of them is going to want to talk to you one more time.
Okay.
There's one that has a more that's a little more lucrative. So there's another person that needs to speak to you, and that's what the delay is, because they have to get somebody else to talk to you.
That actually, it's funny you say that, because it sounds right. I mean, one of the jobs, I had a phone interview, but it pays substantially more. Than the other job.
And there's one more person that needs to talk to you. Don't be surprised if they want to interface with you in a different way, whether it's in person or some sort of a video, face-to-face
right.
kind of scenario. This other person is going to want to talk to you, and that's not a bad thing. That's going to be a good thing. And August, I keep seeing 25, so I don't know if it's 25 days or the 25th, which would be practically pretty much the same thing. We're on the last day of July. So I keep seeing 25. So look towards the end of August when things start to come together and you start feeling closer. But I definitely do see you moving down the coast and saying goodbye to New York. Wow, really? Why would you want
it's
to do that, right?
Thing, I'll tell you that. New York is too expensive and just things aren't coming together like they used to. Time for a change.
I understand. And it feels like you're going to – it's the right decision. And the opportunities, it's not just that one opportunity. There's other opportunities that have come because it feels like there's a creative piece that you're going to start enjoying. There's a side that you're not exploring enough on around yourself because you're too busy trying to survive. So
it's funny you say that. I'm actually I have a business and I kind of started up here, but I can bring it down there as well. And once I get secure on a job, I can definitely start expanding on it.
That.
It's just difficult to do it when I'm doing it, you know, the way I'm living
and
now.
There you didn't. See, look at you. And that's what it comes down to. You want to be able to be at peace and do the things that you want to do. And when you feel stifled, you can't create. And so you need to be able to create. So this move is going to be important so that you can do that. And it feels like there's going to be more trees and green, and it feels like you need to be around a little bit of that kind of stuff to do what you need to do.
Fantastic.
Does that make
sense
for you?
Thank you very much. That was pretty accurate.
Okay, well, awesome. Well, thank you very much. You have a fantastic day, and stay in touch. Check out my website and join the mailing list, and just let me know what's going on so I can have – I'll have somebody to visit in North Carolina. I'll have somebody in South Carolina, and I'll have somebody in North Carolina.
You got it. Thank you very much. You have a
great
day.
You have a fantastic – you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All righty, on to the next person. Good morning, and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
This is Trish, and just calling to see if you see anything new coming up.
See anything coming up around what?
Job.
Oh, job. Okay. So, state your name one more time, because I'm having you've got a lot of noise in the background, so I'm having a hard time hearing you. That's okay.
Trish.
Okay, Trish. All right, Trish. Yeah, I feel the frustration. There's a lot of distractions. It's kind of interesting to have a little bit of noise in the background because it feels like there's a lot of distraction around you and a distraction from other people. Distraction from the community just feels really challenging right now. So you're being asked to step away from the distraction and focus a little bit on yourself. There's opportunity coming, but it's an opportunity that in an area that you didn't expect. So the image that I'm being given is you kind of running in the direction everybody's pushing you towards, saying, okay, I got to go over here. I got to get this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do that. And it's not for you. You need to kind of refocus and get back on the right path. The much more you're a people person. So it feels like the opportunity you need to look for is something that engages you more with people, whether it's a retail or whether it's a community or whether it's some sort of teaching or support. Move your lever a little bit so that you're tapping into the right arena, if that makes sense, and you will find you'll find yourself getting more opportunity.
Do you know what?
Yes. I keep seeing engaging with people. The first thing that came to me was retail. What I'm seeing you doing is I see you talking and consulting and guiding people. That's what I see. Whether you're helping them understand how to put the look together. Then fashion feels really strong, you know, where you're talking to people about, the right ensemble or the makeup. It feels like you're helping people put themselves together. You're helping them with the process of how they appear in public. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you focus in that area and don't be afraid and don't be to embarrass or anything about what that opportunity may look like to other people, because it feels like you need to be in this kind of a role where you'll shine, and then doors will start to open for you in terms of having more lucrative opportunities and having leadership opportunities and even having opportunities to consult. I keep hearing consulting. So I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever thought about being a personal designer, somebody that helped, you know, I think that's what they call the individuals who help people select wardrobe. And have you thought about doing that?
No, never.
That's something.
I've always been corporate America.
You've always been corporate America, but it feels like it's not enough interaction with people, whether it's, you know, maybe PR is a closer fit for you. You need to be around people in their and helping them feel powerful about how they feel and look about themselves. And so you're running down this road, and it feels like it's like killing you. It's like this, you're looking for this job, you get the job, and you're happy that you got a job that pays bills. Yay, right? So what you need to be is you need to be joyous. And so for some people, you're like, why are you doing that? And so I don't want you to worry about that, because you're going to be powerful in the role that you have. So that's why they want you to pull away. That's the distraction. Because for some people, like, why are you applying there? And you're like, well, number one,
Especially with my background.
But that background will give you access to more lucrative opportunity, because that background will move you up faster. That background will take you somewhere faster, right? Because, like, oh, my goodness, you have all this stuff. Why don't you come do this, this, and this? So point your gauge a little more towards the more social medium in terms of engaging with people, and you'll find that. And you can pull it together within 30 days, it looks like, 30 to 45 days. You can pull it together, and you'll be in a whole different spot. And you'll be surprised, because, like, how did I get here? And I can relate to it. I've experienced that myself. You're over here, and then you know you're in this other profession. But it's going to be something that's going to be much more joyous for you. And then you're going to end up, it feels like you're going to be doing something on your own in about 2 years, where you're going to be consulting with people. But you've got to lay the foundations for that right now. And you have to get security. Is that, okay?
Yeah, I just really don't know. Okay, I will.
Do that for me. Take some time to ground yourself and kind of come to terms with it, and then start looking at opportunities there. There's opportunity out there, and it'll be fun for you. And if it's fun for you, you'll do well at it. And it doesn't have to be, you know, at the department store. It could be, you know, anywhere. But look more around the lines of engaging with people around what they look like, or even companies that do that have corporate settings. So you could work for a cosmetic company that does. That has needs of some of your skills in their corporate. Okay? All right?
All right.
I hope that helps.
It does.
Get me on my website and keep in touch with me so I can know, because I know we don't have a lot of time in that, so I really want to make sure that you're doing what you need to do.
Okay.
And have
I
a
will.
Fantastic
Thank
day.
You.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay, bye-bye. Moving on to the next caller. I'm going to run out of time here pretty soon, but good morning. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Dale. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to see.
What can I do for you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see. I can't combine a question, can I? I'm not sure which one you can pick up more on, but it's about a move. And I love, so I don't know if they can go together or what.
Well, it's, you know, it's hard, you know, when you're in a situation where you're like, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do, right?
Exactly. But if you can pick up on either one of them or both or whatever, if it's at the same time, you know.
Well, the first thing that I'm getting is there is the move, because that is the one that stands out as the most important. Is it feels like the location.
Mm-hmm.
The location is going to change, and it's going to change for the better. And I see water. So it feels like there's a need for you to kind of get back to nature, so to speak. You need to to get back to a place that has less hustle and bustle, more water. You need to be near water. Like I said earlier, and yeah, there's a lot of green and trees for you. It's a lot of water and sand. That's where you need to be. Okay? So the first thing you need to do. Huh?
You know, when I might be moving, I'll be moving from my house. That's what I'm saying. I'm just kind of, I just feel like I'm going to be moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are going to be moving, and it looks there's a need for the water, and there's need, and you know, it's like there's like this bump music going on in the background. There's like this wonderful, joyous music that's playing, so it feels like you also need to have a good time. You need to be joyous. You need to be not so isolated. So you don't want to move to, you know, to some isolated place. You need to be somewhere where there's water, like a Miami, somewhere where there's water and there's joy and fun. So you need to focus on that. I keep getting the Florida coast. That's what I'm getting because of the energy of the Florida coast. But we got all the way down the east and all the way down the west. But it feels like you're going to be more south, more L.A., San Diego, or Florida is where I'm getting. So more towards the south part of of the coast, one or the other.
Is this year or next year or sometime?
You can make it happen this year, but it's going to be towards the end of the year. So what I'm seeing is I'm hearing holiday music. So towards the holidays or going into 2016.
Okay.
But there's some things that you need to finalize and finish. You don't just drop everything and run, because there's some things you need to finalize, and that relationship piece is one of the things that needs to be kind of finalized, because you're going to be given a choice. And the choice is, there's something over here that's kind of interesting, that, you know, are we going to move over here together, or am I going to move over here and create something new?
Okay, because I'm not in a relationship
I know that.
Not
at this time. Not at this time.
No.
Not yet.
I'm waiting. I've been praying. I've been asking God, you know, and talking to him and writing things down, what I want, and, you know, yeah.
So what the divine energy is trying to get you to hear is, I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you. So you've worked really hard, and the blessings are coming. So we can either try to bring it all to you now, or we can try to help you get settled and bring it to you then. So that's why you're going to be given a choice. If you want it all now, it's going to be complicated, because then you go through the process of, hi, I care about you, you care about me, but I got to move, so it's time to move, what are we going to do? And it gets complicated. Or you can spend this time right now getting this process started, and then let the divine bring you that wonderful soul when you get where you're going.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the choice. Right. That's the choice that you're being given. And so they want you to know that you have a choice. You have a choice, and neither choice is the wrong choice. Is this one's just a little more complicated than the other.
Uh-huh.
But you deserve to be happy. You've worked hard, and the divine wants you to be happy. So, you know, as they say, we get that you want some love, so so they
want
to make sure that we know that that's coming. So so it feels really exciting.
Okay.
So you have you want to make it happen. So focus on making the move happen first.
Okay.
Do that for me,
okay? I will.
Awesome.
Thank you. I will call you back and keep you posted.
Thank you. Please do. Thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic day.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You have a wonderful day, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And I do apologize. There's still about five people, now six people waiting to join. And it's only a 30-minute call radio show, and we've run out of time. So I'm going to say, please call back next time, or go to my website, IgniteEvolveCoaching.com. It's linked to the radio landing page. And join the mailing list so that you know the next time that we do this. I always enjoy doing these calls, and I enjoy doing this program. I'm going to have to call it a day. But just remember, ignite your life today so you can evolve it tomorrow. Bye-bye.